Everlasting God, you invite us deeper into your world, your people, your land. May this time be one of outward focus, seeking you in those we often ignore. Help us leave our land focused on freedom, generosity, and encounter. Give us heart hungry to serve you and those who need what we have to give. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. A 3-year-old girl enjoyed the minister's sermon. The minister explained that God wants everyone to get along and love each other. The minister says, God wants us all to be one. God wants us all to be one. To which the little girl answered, but I don't want to be one. I want to be four. Today, I want to talk to you about how to overcome sufferings. I remember I went to enlist in the army when I was in South Korea. And at first, I did not understand why. But later I came to understand how I had learned to overcome suffering in hard times in the army. Sometimes, or for some people, many times, we can experience different kinds of trials and suffering. Through these times, we can come to understand why mighty God allows us to endure suffering here on earth. A long time ago, a group of British archaeologists were researching the pyramid in Egypt. There they were surprised to discover a flower on a dead body. It was very dry and old. As soon as they touched the flower broke and revealed several seeds. They assumed that the flower was about 3,000 years old. As time passed, they planted the seed in a small town in England. Miraculously, the seed brought forth a beautiful flower. Later, the flower was named Dahlia, in honor of the Swedish botanist Anders Dahl. The seed became a flower through the breath of life. Mighty God made this possible. Is it amazing? Our Lord says in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, in this world, you'll have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. We can suffer in this world, but we can overcome suffering because our Lord Jesus has overcome the world. In this world, we still need the help of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because He's the only one who can help us to come to God. He is the only one who can save us, heal us, and give us a new life. And thus, our Lord Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Simon Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed. Jesus went there and took her by the hand, and she was completely healed. After this happened, the people brought all the sick and demon-possessed people to Jesus, and Jesus healed all of them. Jesus also healed a man of leprosy. The man said, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus said, "I am willing, be clean." And Mark chapter 1 verse 42 says, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Later, people brought a crippled man to Jesus, and Jesus healed the man. Some people came to Jesus by themselves, while other people came to Jesus helped by their friends or family members. The important thing is that we need to come to Jesus no matter what happens. We need to come to Jesus anytime and anywhere, because He is the only one who can save us, heal us, and give us a new life. Mark chapter 8 verse 31 says, Jesus then began to teach them the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. Jesus suffered. His disciples suffered. We can suffer. Many people do not like suffering. Even believers of Christ don't like suffering. During my time serving as a minister, I have preached several times about suffering. One day, a minister told me that it was not good for me to preach about suffering. I didn't understand why, because suffering is known to be one of the important elements for Christ and his believers. Later, I heard that the minister had changed his mind and started talking about suffering in his sermons. Sometimes, we might wonder why God allows his people to suffer. And we might wonder, what does suffering mean? What does suffering mean to us? Suffering comes from the Greek word pascho. The word pascho originally comes from the Greek pathema. Pathema, it means suffering and the capacity to feel strong emotion. The capacity to feel strong emotion. It also means preparing us to know the Lord better now and forever in glory. Let us read together. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. We also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us. Samuel anointed David with oil when he was around 15 years old. David endured much suffering in his life. For 15 years, his life was a continuation of ups and downs. Finally, he became the king of Israel at the age of 30. Through suffering, he became one of the great kings in Israel. A Korean proverb says, 대기만성, 대기만성. It means great success does not usually occur early. Great success does not usually occur early. It takes time for a man to become great. We are told that Abraham endured suffering. He went on to become the father of many nations. Jacob suffered. God changed Jacob's name to Israel, and he became the ancestors of 12 tribes. Joseph was sold by his brothers to be a slave. Through his suffering, he became a minister of Egypt and saved Israel. They all have something in common. They suffered, but they overcame suffering with the help of God. Apostle Paul was known to be one of the great disciples of Christ. With much passion, he had persecuted many believers of Christ. After he came to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, he was healed, he was transformed, and he was given a new life. Finally, he came to realize that Christ was the number one. Christ is the number one in his life. Let us read together Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. We don't like to endure suffering. However, suffering leads us to have hope. Suffering is leading us to the glory of God. Let us read together Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Many people like traveling. While traveling, we can have a variety of tough experiences. We might even wonder why we started traveling in the first place. However, as time goes on, we realize why we needed to travel. In 1992, the Korean government gave me the chance to go to Russia, Germany, and France. It was tough for me to travel at one stage, but I learned many things through suffering in this tough time. This trip had helped me a lot to understand how to live and work with different kinds of people and their cultures. Initially, it can be hard for us to understand why Jesus and his disciples suffered. It is hard for us to understand why God allows us to suffer. However, as time passes, we will be given the opportunity to realize God's great plans for His people. Finally, we will discover how to come to God through suffering. We will come to realize how mighty God has saved, transformed, and given His people a new life. I have come to know Christ through suffering. Previously, I had never experienced suffering and failure in my life. While I was in Korea, I successfully earned my university degree. I got a nice job, and I got married. In my dictionary, there was no failure. Later, I resigned from the university and migrated to New Zealand. Since then, I have discovered that in my dictionary, there's no success. The suffering has continued in my life. As time passed, I earned my doctoral degree in the USA and I came back to New Zealand, but I had tough times and trouble getting a job. Later, I worked as a caregiver at a nursing home. It was very hard and stressful. Sometimes, I had to work on Sundays. Through suffering, I came near to God. I learned from God how to live and work for God. In Mark chapter 8, verse 32 and 33 says, Jesus spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. This passage tells us about our world. For the past 500 years, many people have been influenced by humanism. To be a humanist is to have human-centered ideas and views. Based on this, people are used to thinking, there is no God. I can do it by myself. Contrary to this, there are God-centered people with God-centered ideas and views. These people believe that there is God. There is God. I cannot do it myself. But I can do it. But I can do it through Christ, our Lord and Savior. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 says, Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. This is known to be the core message of Christians. And it is the summary of my sermon. Let us understand what it means to us. First of all, deny. Deny comes from the Greek word aparneumai. Aparneumai. It means deny. Looking back to what was originally refused. Looking back to what was originally rejected. It also means come to the original state. Come to God. The first step to being a disciple is that we are to come to the original state that God made. And we need to come back to God before we become a disciple of Christ. In the beginning, Adam and Eve sinned against God. And as a result, it was very hard for mankind to come to God. Throughout times, people have tried to see God in many ways, but they came to realize that they could not come to God. Finally, God decided to send His one and only Son, Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, God's people can come to God. Through Christ, they are saved, they are transformed, and they are given a new life. In order to come to God, disciples of Christ are required to take their cross and follow Christ. The cross in the Bible refers to our suffering that we must endure here on earth. Each person has his or her own troubles. Each person has his or her own cross that he or she must bear and be responsible for. What kind of cross did the disciples of Jesus carry? They carried their own cross and followed him. Many people gave their life to Jesus. Disciples of Christ had to carry their suffering and hardships in their lives. The great thing for the believers was carrying their cross together with Jesus. What is your cross? What is your cross in your life? I would like not to carry your cross by yourself. Instead, I encourage you to carry your cross with the help of Jesus and his disciples and his believers, because Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He made a promise that he would be with us from the beginning to the end. We are to walk with him here on earth. Then our journey will not be lonely. As Jesus was with his disciples, so Jesus will be with us forever. Let us read together Mark chapter 8, verse 35. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. For whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. I remember reading this passage for the first time when I was a university student in Korea. But I did not understand what it means. Later, through my father, I came to understand what it means. My father was a great man. He could not afford an education, and he sacrificed himself for his children. One day, I was surprised to learn that he had contracted a severe sickness as a result of this caring for his children. This touched my heart. I was tempted by the words of many people, but I overcame this because of my Father. Our Lord Jesus sacrificed himself to save his people from their sins and sufferings. His disciples also sacrificed themselves for others to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Through their suffering, people can come to God. And they are saved. And they are transformed. And they are given a new life. Now, it is our turn. It is our turn to help others to come to God and follow Christ here on earth. Our Lord Jesus says, Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchanging for their soul?" I believe it is known to be one of the great passages in the Bible. We have something in common. We want to be happy. We want to be joyful here on earth. We spend our time owning many things, money, a house, a car, and so on. We will come to realize that we cannot take anything with us to heaven. It is meaningless. But we do know that we can be saved, transformed, and given eternal life through Christ. Here in this world, we can suffer, but we can overcome our suffering through Christ. Let us continue to live and work for God. Let us pray together. Mighty God, we are so grateful to you for what you have done for us. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to this earthly kingdom. Through Christ, we can come to you. Thank you for saving us, transforming us, and giving us a new life. Help us to continue to live and work for Christ. Help us to preach the gospel and share it with love and grace. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.